Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask your wisdom today. Help us to keep up on things that we need to pray about. And we are the ones who can actually change things in this earth by your authority and your anointing. And so we ask that the saints pray through some of this, okay? Thank you. All right. I'm going to share something with you because I've told you in the past that if some significant things came up, I would share them with you so that everybody didn't have to go and read this kind of stuff all the time. So I'm going to share this because there's some good things in here or things we need to pray about. And this is Restored Republic via GCR update as of Tuesday, April the 21st. And this was compiled by Judy Byington. So she has good contacts and she does get good information. You can pray about some of this, of course, and make sure. Okay. So she always has the beginning of her thing, this her book on 22 multiple personalities of Jenny Hill. Let me say, multiple personalities is just a phony. There's no such thing. Those are demons, and they can be dealt with. And most of the non-spirit-filled people don't know that. And it's kind of like aliens. They don't know that aliens are demons. So there's a strong delusion coming down the road because of this. The U.S. military on high alert, nearly 100 nuclear command messages sent in the last 24 hours. A doomsday plane patrols the Atlantic. EBS, 10 days of darkness imminent. Worldwide blackout and lockdown. Stay indoors during 5-hour period each day during mass arrests and documentaries on TV, radio, and internet. Okay? So we'll see if that all comes to pass. In other words, on Thursday, April the 30th, 2026, the old world dies when Tesla Free Energy and MedBeds are released to the general public. Now, I'm not pushing MedBeds for Christians. I'm pushing the gospel for Christians because it's already been done. Okay, this is man's efforts, and I'm not against man's efforts here because this is going beyond the things that are actually killing a lot of people, which is the medicine and the doctors. So, but this seems to be useful now. Down the road, it may not be useful because it actually is supposed to restore your DNA. In other words, it changes your DNA. And if it can change your DNA, that's exactly what the deep state wants to do. At this time, the Lord has told me, no, it's not going to be harmful. Okay, at this time. Okay, so again, April the 20th, 2026, a recent congressional hearing confirmed that American taxpayers were funding the following foreign terrorist organizations: Taliban, Shabab, which is Somalia, Hamza Network, that's Sudan, Hamas, that's Islamic Jihad, Gaza, Hezbollah, Lebanon, Qatayb al-Hezbollah, which is Iran, and Hayat al-Qadur, Syria. So these are being, these terrorist organizations are being pushed by stealing our money. So April 20th. A sitting U.S. congressman stated out loud and publicly that we didn't really go to the moon. and that NASA films that stuff in a Hollywood studio. There seems to be a lot of proof of this. I'm not going to argue with it one way or the other. And this is the White House on Telegram. So they're pushing it too. April the 20th, the Red Cross is another one of their slush funds they use for human trafficking and pushing diseases via people's blood. Charlie Ward on Telegram. In the early 19th century, inventor Nikola Tesla was able to capture the energy of the earth and convert it to free power, but the FBI seized his documents and erased his name from history. A MIT professor, Dr. John G. Trump, Donald Trump's uncle, was able to save the technology, and the Trump family held this secret for 83 years. President Trump will now release it to the world, along with over 6,000 suppressed patents. President has been saying these patents will change everything about our future. Okay, April the 20th, 2026. This is a situation update. Possible timing. Sunday, April 19th, 2026, Juan O'Savin, who is actually JFK Jr., posted the below schedule, which was different from the previous projections and confirmed by multiple white hat sources as the true timeline for humanity's liberation. Med beds are finally here after years of deep state suppression, because obviously they were making more money off the pharmaceuticals, so they did not want this out. And of course, it's I believe the mercy of God for this to come and get us away from the pharmaceuticals, who are in it with the deep state. So that they are wanting to destroy us. And this was, of course, deep state suppression by the cabal, and they will heal the vaccine damaged, restore DNA, reversing aging, and bring justice to all Q patriots. Again, I don't have to agree with everything. I'm just reading it, okay? The storm is upon us, and the victory is certain, and the great awakening explodes. Yes, it will be a great awakening, no doubt in my mind, too. April 20th, GCR ignites a gold-backed QFS in 209 nations. Trump rips the Fed from cabal control. Sovereign treasury rules with no income tax. Tariffs plus 14% sales tax only, which I think is a pretty good deal. Trump slams 20% global tariff on, you know, the world here. Deep state melts in panic. Yep, because it's cutting into their ability to use their fake money. April the 21st, 48-hour blackout for Jisara wealth drop. Stock, food, cash, as banks dark 10 days. Starlink EBS exposes cabal fall, fiat end, and freedom dawn. So they're choppy like this. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Martial law locks. Pedophile arrests worldwide. Thank God. April 22nd, 2026, 10 days of darkness. EBS reveals elite child trafficking and the suppressed Tesla medbed technology. Raytheon white hats built quantum pods in Texas and Florida, ready to heal anything. April 23rd, Zim Redemptions, Flood Projects, New Currency follows QFS, Alive for All. If you are one who has Zims, then this is important to you. If not, it's not important to you. April the 24th and April the 25th, every cell phone on the planet will be hit with a loud, unmistakable alert signal. Now, quite often on these things, their timing may be off. Okay, obviously. The EBS signal will be, but it does tell you what their plan is, and ultimately they end up doing it. So the EBS signal will be transmitted directly from Starlink satellites, bypassing traditional media channels that are controlled by the elites. Also, on April 24th, MedBeds Limited Ops for Veterans, instant healing from jab injuries. They're admitting, of course, that you've been poisoned with the jabs. Okay. Limb regrowth, aging reversal, big pharma collapses as cures flood out. That's good. This is very good for everybody. Let's see, April 25th, EBS streams, tribunals, deep state assets, fund Republic and MedBed expansion. April 26th, MedBed phase one for civilians, plasma tech repairs DNA, erases chemtrail and jab toxins. If you ever wanted to know for sure if that they are toxins, they are. And this is all free under Nasara Jassara. April the 27th, you may, like me, know some people who don't have the faith and or the belief to be able to get the Lord Jesus to heal them. Well, then there's this. It's better than the alternative. That's all I can say. April the 27th, more med beds online with free energy power, 0 point tech. Ends utility slavery. That's good. Everybody knows about their utility bills, right? April the 28th, a full activation speeds up. Rescued children healed first. Great awakening peaks with miracles. Well, they're not actually miracles, but okay. April the 29th, Trump orders protect med beds public fully restored. Yeah, because they would destroy them if they could, okay? April 30th, the old world dies when Tesla free energy and free med beds are released to the general public worldwide. Med beds unlock psychedelic medicine, ibogaine, psilocybin, and MDMA. One session of cures, what their pills never could. In other words, this works, that didn't. Okay. Deadline for subpoenas issued for Epstein hearings. A FISA surveillance expires. Cabal strongholds fall as Trump readies return. 1st of May, Trump Independence event unveils QFS and MedBed Network. Golden Age begins free of disease and debt. I deny that there is a golden age. There's a golden moment. I'm going to put it that way. 2nd of May, celebrations erupt as MedBed stories dominate. Aging reversed, diseases gone, human potential unlocked. Trust the plan, Q was right all along. And July the 4th, Trump's epic Independence Day event unveils. MedBeds freely available everywhere as QFS rebirth is celebrated worldwide. July the 14th, all money accounts go digital. Mm-hmm. And April the 30th is the trigger date. Remember this date, write it down, burn it into your mind. Everything converges on April the 30th. They don't want you to see the pattern, but the pattern is screaming. Mr. Poole. Okay, FISA extended to April the 30th. The most powerful surveillance weapon ever built. They created it to spy on patriots, to spy on him. Yes, you know who. To wiretap a sitting president. He just took control of it. Okay, praise the Lord. The same system they used to destroy Flynn, to frame Trump, to monitor every phone call, every text, every email of every American. It now answers to the Situation Room, his Situation Room, Trump. He signed it Saturday quietly while the world watched Hormuz, but that's not all that he signed. Okay, Joe Rogan was in the White House standing next to the president as he signed the executive order to unlock psychedelic medicine, ibogaine, psilocybin, and MDMA. The drugs Big Pharma spent 40 years burying because one session cures what their pills never could. In case you know about some people who need some help, but they just don't have the faith in Jesus, right? They made billions keeping veterans sick, keeping you sick, and that ends in April the 30th. Connect Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. FISA surveillance expires April the 30th. All intercepts must be acted on before then. MedBed rollout, phase one begins April the 30th. Military hospitals and veterans are first. Epstein hearings, Gates testimony, June the 10th. Subpoenas issued before April the 30th. Gold, $4,879, heading to $5. The old dollar is flatlining. QFS, 209 nations synced, waiting for the trigger date. Iran fired on ships today. The strait is closed again, and they think that this is about oil. It was never about oil. I may share something, if I have time, about that. It was actually about catching Obama. The blockade is the distraction while every camera points at Hormuz. The real operation is running behind the curtain. Surveillance is locked, cures signed, files secured, gold loaded, system ready. He's in the Situation Room right now, not because of Iran, but because of what's happening on April 30th. The old world ends in 11 days. That was from that day, yesterday. Code April the 30th, FISA boomerang, Rogan witness. Rogan is leaking out some things. MedBed phase one, AU4879 Situation Room, 11 days. 10 days now, I think. EBS blackout, martial law, lockdowns, May the 12th, 2026. Alliance plan, military intelligence follows the Julian calendar. 10 days of darkness on Telegram. It's still approaching. Trump created the fake Biden presidency to expose globalist crime and corruption on a massive scale. Well, they said this before. It's been very quiet for a while, but they're still saying it. That he put the Biden presidency in there on purpose to capture him. So the emergency broadcast system will introduce a martial law until fair, transparent elections can be held. And they say once Nasara Jassara starts, you have 120 days to have a an election for all public offices, which is a great idea, especially if they can stop the cheating, which will cut out an awful lot of Democrats. 3 days of darkness, planned cyber attacks on everything, internet down, communications cut, power grid possibly shut off. I don't think that the power grid can be shut off for very long. You can lose people like that. And then there's a 10 days of disclosure. They've been calling it darkness, but it's 10 days of disclosure. A single website, one web channel broadcasting the truth 8 hours a day in a loop. Nasara Jassara debt forgiveness will be implemented. Freedom from the deep state chains. The military will ensure that the masses get the food that they need during this time. QFS will be put in place to crush the financial elite. A 95% reduction in the corrupt government that we will finally be free from the parasites. Amen. That is true. Federal Reserve? Question mark. Dead. IRS? Question mark. Taken over by the new U.S. Treasury. A new tax system. Only a 14% tax on new items. No taxes on food, medicine, or wages. Finally, real relief for the people. Okay, no new items, which means new cars, new houses, stuff like that. You know, if you got an older one, you don't have any tax on it. So maritime law will be thrown out, replaced by common law. No more tyranny in disguise. Unfolding of events as the grand spectacular takes shape, a series of remarkable events will transpire. Rods of God and directed energy weapons will be deployed to neutralize satanic strongholds worldwide. Planes and trains will be grounded. They want everybody home to watch and listen. Okay. Ensuring the cabal's reach is severed. Lights and power will briefly flicker as the world transitions to Tesla-free energy. That's a wonderful deal there. I can tell you that this is a fact. It is happening. We've looked at the units over here in our area. They're built. They're ready. Bitcoin servers and data centers will face a decisive blow, leading to the fall of 99.5% of cryptocurrencies, including China coins. ISO 20022 coins, backed by precious metals, will emerge as a new financial paradigm, in case you're interested in that. A simulated World War III scare event will send shockwaves through the populace. I may talk a little bit about this later. Nuke sirens will blare, sending chills down spines. A mysterious water event will capture the world's attention. The stock market will crash, reshaping the global financial landscape. Global martial law will be declared, ushering in an era of unprecedented control. And of course, this is for the purpose that they can go around and arrest everybody that they need to arrest. It's a temporary thing. The enigmatic Castle Rock scenario, Julian Assange, will unravel. Yeah, the fake White House and all that stuff. Quantum systems will come to life. Nasara Jassara RV will pave the way for a new era of prosperity. It probably will for as long as it lasts. That's what I'll say. Elections will be flipped via military courts invoking FISA. military tribunals and confessions will be broadcast over 10 intense 8-hour sessions. 10 countries will unite to activate the emergency broadcast system covering the entire globe. A cascade of shocking truths will be unveiled. The long-awaited inauguration of Trump and Kennedy will be celebrated. In case you didn't know it, he's the real vice president, JFK Jr. And I've been saying that for a long time. The Israeli Mossad's grip on the world media will crumble. The military doesn't speak because they are busy. Their actions are determined by a quantum computer that takes into account all aspects of the international situation. No one really speaks except to encourage. Troops will be stationed in every country. Then comes the internet shutdown and 10 days of communication darkness. The military will then arrest everyone who has cooperated with the New World Order and the creation of the virus and vaccines. You'll find that a lot of these people have already been arrested, but they're going to finish it up. That's what I think has happened. In these days and nights, the deep state cabal will fall. We need 100% of the people indoors to see what the U.S. Army will broadcast to everyone in the world. It will be very painful, but we can no longer separate people. Pain is happening now, and it had to happen. Sleeping sheep must also experience the pain. So now is the great awakening. Civilization will never be the same again. After the great fall, those who have not noticed the global collapse will wake up. It's time to wake up the sheep. It's actually far worse than you think. EBS. On April 24th and 25th, every cell phone on the planet, they're saying, again, that sometimes their dates are wrong, but their happening is not necessarily wrong. Every cell phone on the planet, because, by the way, they use a computer to tell them when is the exact time to set these things off. Okay, so they have what they think, but then the computer tells them, right? AI. Okay, every phone on the planet will be hit with a loud, unmistakable alert signal. The signal will be transmitted directly from Starlink satellites, bypassing traditional media channels that are controlled by the elites. Some of this is actually disinformation to keep the elites off kilter, basically. And you'll find out when it happens, right? So the Earth Alliance, Starlink, and the military are all in place, ready to execute the final phase of the plan. The old world is crumbling, and a new era of freedom is about to begin. The Earth Alliance has been preparing for this for years, quietly building a network of satellites and secure communication lines that will make this operation possible. Starlink. Well, I want to tell you, too, one reason these dates don't always work out is because the deep state is fighting against it with everything they have, because it's going to put them out of business. The Babylon will fall. The EBS alert will be initiated globally, but will be activated in phases. Depending upon where you are, you may receive the alert slightly earlier or later than others. Yep, see. But make no mistake, it is coming. Okay. The goal of the phased rollout is to prevent the deep state from reacting too quickly and to catch them off guard. There it is. And by the time the full alert has hit every device on the planet, the Earth Alliance will already be executing the next stages of their plan. The signal will be followed by a broadcast, an unfiltered message from the Earth Alliance, led by Trump and key military leaders. This broadcast will bypass the corrupt media, delivering real-time updates about the takedown of the deep state, the mass arrests, and the collapse of the corrupt financial system, and how FEMA, the FBI, and other government agencies have been weaponized against the people, carrying out false flags and deliberate disasters to maintain control. So the EBS broadcast will last up to 10 days, depending upon the situation on the ground. During this time, there will be no internet access, no social media, no TV, and no mainstream news. Stock up on food, water, and essential supplies. Have backup power sources ready. You won't be able to go to the store or access online services during this time. So if you do stock up and it delays a few days, don't worry. You still have it, you know. Basically, they want you to stay at home and inside while they're doing the arrests and able to last for the 10 days, right? April the 20th, EBS imminent. EBS is going to start when the 10 days start. They're saying it's imminent. We'll see. Prepare your homes for the coming 10 days of darkness, where the light of truth will shine through EBS broadcasts. This is a darkness of communication, not a darkness of light. You know, the clock strikes midnight on the old world. Sometime in the next 2 days, a blackout and lockdown will occur across the globe. Stay indoors when called. Everyone will be asked to stay at home during a specific five-hour window. Okay, so it's not necessarily going to be all day long, right? It will last 10 to 12 days. Military tribunals underway. In underground bunkers. Global currency reset, April the 20th. GCR ignites gold-backed QFS in 209 nations. Trump rips the Fed from cabal control. Sovereign treasury rules with no income tax, tariffs, plus 14% sales tax only. Tariffs, of course, takes the burden off of the American people and puts it on the people that want to deal with us, the other countries, right? Trump slams a 20% global tariff. Deep state melts in panic. In case you don't like the tariffs, there's a reason. I don't have time to talk about it now. Juan O'Savin on Telegram. Who is JFK? April 21st, 48-hour blackout for Jisara wealth drop. April 23rd, Zim redemption flood projects. That if you know about them, you know, and if you don't, you don't. The new currencies follow QFS live for all. Here's Judy's note. She said, we have been told that Wells Fargo, which is controlled by the Chinese elders, no relationship to the Chinese nation, the ones who own the gold behind the global currency reset, will, and of course other things that they have collected from the elite, lots and lots of money and gold and silver they've collected from the elite. That's all going into this reset, okay? It will send out emails to our currency and bondholders worldwide telling them how to set redemption and exchange appointments. It is advised to exchange or redeem your foreign currency at an official redemption center called an RC rather than a bank. You can only redeem ZIM at a RC. The dinar contract rate can only be given at an RC, and banks will offer you lower exchange rates than what you can obtain at an RC. And you can only set up your new wallet, that's your bank account, on the QFS system at an RC. So it was my understanding that the most banks were under control of the cabal and would soon play a different role in the global financial system. Yes, they won't own your money anymore. They can only be advisors. So you can see why a lot of them are not needed and they will go away. April the 20th, breaking economic news, triple liquidity move shakes the system. Fed Treasury and buyback operations align in the same week. That's AMG News. April the 20th, live today, a bombshell announcement, $166 billion refund wave, massive tariff payout system goes alive starting April the 20th, 2026, AMG News. They're going to give you a bunch of money, according to what they say, April the 20th. Trump found seven tunnels under the White House, in case you wondered why he was digging around over there. For 200 years, every president was told the same thing. There are two emergency tunnels beneath the East Wing, standard protocol, Mr. Poole. The first two were built in 1942 under Roosevelt. The other five were never on any blueprint, never in any briefing, and never disclosed to any sitting president since their construction. So, tunnel number three connects the White House to the Capitol building. 1.6 miles underground, built in 1953. Eisenhower didn't know about it. Neither did Kennedy. The tunnel was controlled by a group that didn't answer to the Oval Office. So, good. They've captured that. Okay. Tunnel 4 runs directly to the Federal Reserve building, 0.8 miles. A private rail system, still operational, that moves gold, documents, and people between the two buildings without surface detection. But now they have detected it, right? Tunnel 5 leads to an underground facility beneath the Smithsonian that has never appeared on any public record. What's stored there has been classified about top secret since 1961. Tunnel 6 and 7, the ones that made Trump's team go silent for 46 hours, led outside Washington, D.C. One terminated at a private estate in Virginia, the other at a facility in Maryland that was officially decommissioned in 1987 It was never decommissioned. It was hidden. Okay, so what they're uncovering is all of the deep state's haunts, you know. When Trump's military engineers entered Tunnel 6, they found it was still powered, still ventilated, still stocked. Someone had been using it within the last 90 days. The surveillance footage from inside the tunnel is now in the hands of military intelligence. The faces on that footage are faces you see on television, faces that sit in Congress, faces that attend state dinners. They smiled for the cameras above ground, and they did their real work underground. Yep. So, you see, they're discovering these people, and that's what Gitmo is for, okay? The tunnels are now sealed. The evidence is extracted. The engineering who mapped these have been placed under protective custody because, of course, they would kill them if they could, okay? Not witness protection, but military protection, because the people exposed by those tunnels have the resources to make problems disappear, and people. But you can't disappear a quantum encrypted military server, and that's where the footage lives. So, okay, this is code. Seven tunnels, White House underground, Fed rail, footage secured. What they built in the dark is now exposed to the light. Yep, they're discovering everything. You know, you just can't, you know, take in enough people down to Gitmo that they don't spill the beans pretty good, you know. April the 20th, 2026, Fox News said, Trump said, Iran agreed to let the U.S. come in and take the nuclear dust, which is the enriched uranium. This is what Trump wanted the most. Not just to prevent Iran from making nuclear weapons, but to trace where they got the uranium from. Trump is securing the smoking gun. In other words, they can find out from the dust its history and everything. And probably going to find out that Hillary sold a whole bunch of nuclear material to the Russians, and it ended up over there. We'll find out, okay? It doesn't say that here. I'm saying that, okay? April the 20th, breaking U.S. military on high alert, nearly 100 nuclear command messages sent in 24 hours as doomsday plane patrols the Atlantic. I asked the Lord about this. Is this just another scare to manipulate people? He said, nope, this is a real thing. I said, okay. April the 20th, FBI Director Kash Patel is gearing up to drop the hammer. Federal criminal charges against former President Barack Obama and dozens of his top Obama-era officials for masterminding the Russiagate hoax and a lot of other things. They're catching him. One of the biggest political scandals in American history. A federal grand jury in the Southern District of Florida is already in session with indictments expected to start landing by early May at the latest. Sources say over 30 former Obama administration insiders are now cooperating with the feds, turning against the man who allegedly tried to orchestrate a coup against his successor, President Donald Trump. And that's Mr. Poole on Telegram. Okay, April 20th, think comms, quote-unquote, recognizing the and deciphering intel press release before its news. April the 20th, let's see, Archbishop Vigano drops a nuclear truth bomb, names global elite in crimes against humanity, and so on. That's AMG News. April 20th, 2026, Fox News. It's just been confirmed that President Trump is costing Iran $400 million every single day, $13 billion per month, while the Strait of Hormuz is blockaded, checkmate. So this is hurting them worse than all the bombing that they've done, because it's totally cutting off their resources. And this criminal gang of thugs, this cult that's been ruling over those people and killing them at will, is being brought down, and now they're taking their money. So you pray for them to have total success. Personally, I hope the Shah goes back in there, and you can pray for that, okay? While the Strait of Hormuz is blockaded, checkmate, the Iranian oil blockade is probably the knockout punch. Their economy is experiencing a crippling depression. And this blockade costs the regime $400 million a day, $13 billion a month. Iran can only store oil for about 2 weeks before they have to shut off wells. The Iranians can't outlast us. The Iranians are losing their card here. Okay, so it has to be shipped or they can't take any more, right? It has to be shipped. And so they're cutting off the shipping, they're cutting off the money, and so on. April the 20th. Cash Patel, unleashing bombshell. FBI has the goods on the 2020 stolen election as James Comey's faces criminal fallout, and arrests are coming fast in the deep state conspiracy. AMG News. Give me just a second here. I want to do something. Okay, government fraud. April the 20th, 2026, Minnesota legislators have just filed to impeach Tim Walz for the overwhelming fraud he's allowed, probably more than allowed, across the state. Quote, federal investigations and lawmakers have estimated up to $9 billion in fraud across multiple programs administered by the state. Yeah, I think he's caught. Okay, April the 20th, Dr. Oz confirms that stopping payments to 450 hospices in California, still not one has called and asked to have their payments reinstated. 450 hospices out of 450 hospices in California were fraud. He said collectively they stole $750 million in just 1 year. April the 20th, Fox News. This is where the homeless money in California goes. Democrats gave a NGO $23 million. The NGO used it to buy a mansion in Los Angeles, $125,000, land, a second home in Greece. U.S. Attorney's Office says they found 12 more California NGOs doing the same thing. The U.S. Attorney's Office is in L.A., says they are actively investigating at least 12 other similar fraud cases here in California. The fraud capital of the world. It's amazing, astounding. Everybody's grabbing what they can and running, you know. So, yes, pray for them to be very, very successful. April 20th, 2026, Fox News. The White House Fraud Task Force just found that 400 businesses receiving billions in federal grants may be fraudulent because the Democrats turned off fraud protections. Wonder why they would want to do that. The Democratic Party is a criminal organization. It needs to be, well, maybe it will be when all of this comes out, taken out. The firms didn't even file an address, and they got $6 billion plus. We found that 400 businesses with contracts worth $6 billion originally allocated by the Biden administration didn't even file physical address at their business. That's not legal. That's a statutory requirement. You're not supposed to be able to get any money from the United States government unless you put down physical mailing address, and they just didn't do it. Andrew Ferguson, White House Anti-Fraud Task Force Vice Chair. We demand a refund and prosecutions of the politicians who allowed it. Amen. Pray for this to happen. Because what you're going to find out is a whole lot of criminals are going to be taken out of office. April 20th, 2026, bombshell announcement. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent launches massive crackdown on COVID fraud. Hundreds of billions stolen from taxpayers, up to 30% reward to expose the deep state scammers, the MAGA King on Telegram. So they're offering 30% reward. That should do it. That should do it. So in a bombshell announcement, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has unveiled a massive crackdown on the widespread COVID relief fraud that stole hundreds of billions of dollars from American taxpayers. This bold initiative under President Trump's leadership is set to expose the corrupt networks that profited from the pandemic chaos and recover the stolen funds. Of course, the whole thing was a scam from the beginning, except for the vax. That's a killer. If you took the vax, you need to get it out of your system, right? The revelation comes as no surprise to those who have been following the truth movement. They're understanding the depths and depth of the deep state's deception. Secretary Bessent has made it clear that the scale of the fraud is enormous, pointing to systemic failures deliberately created during the previous Biden administration to allow billions to flow into the wrong hands. Fraud protections were stripped away, opening the floodgates for fraudsters and high-level insiders to exploit emergency programs. The money disappeared into black holes of corruption, possibly funding shadowy operations against the American people. Well, some of them, the terrorist organizations we just read about. So now the Trump administration is fighting back with a powerful incentive program offering up to 30% rewards for information leading to the recovery of these misappropriated funds. This empowers everyday citizens and whistleblowers to step forward and reclaim what was stolen. It is an all-hands-on-deck effort to protect taxpayers' money and restore accountability after years of unchecked abuse. This money was brazenly stolen from hardworking Americans and must be returned. This crackdown signals that the free ride for criminals in the system is over. The administration is tracking down every dollar and bringing those responsible to justice. For QAnons and truth seekers, this is a clear sign that the Great Awakening is accelerating. The COVID fraud exposure is the tip of the iceberg, with more connections to globalist agendas set to surface. Patriots are encouraged to come forward with information, knowing they can be rewarded while striking a blow against the cabal. The hunt for the stolen billions is underway, and truth and justice will prevail. Expect major revelations in the coming weeks that will shake the corrupt establishment. President Trump and his team are draining the swamp, making America great again by holding the thieves accountable. The American people deserve restitution, and this program delivers it. Elite impunity is ending as truth shines on these crimes. This goes beyond recovering money. Well, you know why they wanted to get Trump out of there really badly. And they're saying, you know, when they go back in next voting season, if anybody does that, they're crazy, that they're really going to prosecute all of the Republicans. No, at least the ones that are in authority. So this goes beyond recovering money. It restores faith and prevents future thefts. Rewards will open floodgates of information, leading to a cascade of exposures. Stay vigilant, patriots, as the plan unfolds with more victories against the deep state. The best is yet to come in this battle for the nation. April the 20th, Dr. Kayan Zamarodi explains what really happens in Iran. JFK Secrets on Telegram. If you want to go there, you can. You know, when you hear us Persians say that we've been foreign occupied by Islam, what we mean is genuinely the people that have taken us over. These guys are right here. He shows Iran leaders. They are not even Iranian. They are not even Persian. These lot are Arab Islamists who have come into our country, taken us over, and forced our people to follow their rules. Exactly so. They're Hamites. They're not even Shemites. The Persians are Shemites, like the Jews are Shemites. And they have taken it over. It should be totally illegal. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be up there arguing with these people. They should arrest them. They have no business arguing with them. If you want to talk to somebody, talk to the Shah. That's the one the people have organized and recognize. So, look at the flag that they replaced ours with, shown in the video. Can you see the small letters embedded within the flag, supposedly the Iranian flag, right? These are Arabic letters. Our own people can't even read the flag. This is the level of foreign occupation we're talking about, and I think not many people are aware of the situation. Yeah, people are actually fighting against this overthrow of this criminal cult. Okay? So it's, and as you see, whether you know it or not, they have shot down, unarmed, somewhere between, I would say, 40,000 and 60,000 unarmed people. Just shot them down. So it's important to spread this message so that you guys understand what we are going through here and why we're so passionate about getting our land back. Amen. Pray for it. Pray for them to get their land back and get these criminals out, and that the world will quit negotiating with the criminals. Okay? April the 20th, 2026, breaking update. U.S. military med beds now healing thousands of patriots nationwide. Quantum Restorative Health Systems Directive, QRHS, Mandatory training enforced by White Hats, the MAGA King on Telegram. White Hats deliver massive victory as U.S. military med beds now heal thousands of patriots across the nation in 2026. The Quantum Restorative Health Systems Directive pushes mandatory training, showcasing the alliance's total dominance over the collapsing deep state. Trump planned this for years, partnering with the military alliance. He secured medbed tech from elite bunkers in Ukraine, Switzerland, Australia, and D.C. These zero-point energy wonders sync with consciousness and belong to humanity at last. QRHS Phase 2 runs the fully operational center Thrive in key states while mobile units ready for rural areas. They treat bioresonance compatibility patriots in shielded military facilities. As again, I will say one more time that this is not Jesus' way, but it, for man, it's a pretty good mercy thing to deliver a lot of people. It will deliver a lot of people. And just don't get addicted to them, because one day when the bad guys are in control, they will use it to change your DNA, which is what they've wanted to do all along. So, the healing wave offers crucial at-home regeneration. It repairs tissue, cuts pain, reverses inflammation, and enhances brain function to prepare bodies for med-bed access. Advanced setups include scalar chambers, alignment rooms, and mapping stations. Hubs operate in Texas with three centers and in Tennessee, Nevada, Arizona, Florida, New Hampshire, South Dakota, North Carolina, plus upstate New York. Frequency scans grant entry without bureaucracy. April of 2026, training updates from Quantum AI Expand modules. Alpha sessions with Tachyon Light build clarity. Theta unlocks trauma. Delta aids repair. Gamma serves elite healers for profound results, including limb growth, regrowth. They're telling you this is alien technology. It is not alien technology. And those aliens are not aliens. Those are demons. And I've proven that to the government. And they can pass it around if they want. I've proven to them these are demons. They can. A demon is a fallen angel. All angels can appear as just about anything they want to appear as. So the fallen angels can do the same thing. And this is a deception. Ultimately, it will be a bad deception, because you can't convince people who aren't spirit-filled and have spiritual discernment that these are demons, okay? They're not on your side. Actually, they're more on the deep state side, whether you know it or not, because they want to destroy. The Lazarus protocol automatically identifies aligned patriots. No waiting list apply. This sparks the fall of Big Pharma as Pfizer shut programs. Moderna stops trials, WHO axes summits, and DARPA ends Project Omega. So Trump and White Hats restore healing to the people with strict training to keep it pure. Thousands active. It's good as long as they're in office. Yeah, they can probably keep it pure. Thousands activate the healing wave daily. Stabilizing fields and witnessing self-healing miracles. This physical great awakening builds unstoppable patriots ready to forge a free republic. The cabal's medical tyranny ends now as a vibrant. You can see why they want to get rid of Trump. And, I'm not going to say what I do know, but they're not going to get the real Trump. As vibrant, healthy nation emerges, triumphant, engage the training and ready yourself for total restoration in the coming golden age. Golden moment, I call it. Patriots are rising stronger than ever, liberated from cabal poisons as daily miracles fuel the final push towards complete victory and a new golden era of health and freedom for all who stand with the light. April the 20th, 6,000 cures hidden under national security, quote unquote. Classification for decades. Guess who hid it? Yes, the deep state. They don't want you healthy. They want to sell you pills. They don't want you healthy. Cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autoimmune, spinal injuries, all of it solved. They had the technology. They buried it. They let your mother die. They let your father suffer. They changed you, charged you $400 for insulin that cost $2 to make while they had the cure in a vault. The declassification order is signed this same week. Iran surrendered the strait, full passage, done. Pentagon defied Congress, refused to release 46 UAP videos. That's good, because they were going to make a phony alien thing out of this. Anna Paulina Luna went directly to Hegseth. The tapes are coming. Veterans. Trump signing executive order to unlock Ibogaine. The psychedelic Big Pharma has blocked for 40 years. The drug that cures PTSD in one session. Epstein, 3 million pages out. Gates summoned. Swalwell down. This is not politics. This is a liberation operation. Military front, straight secured. Medical front, 6,000 patents unlocked. Med beds loading. Financial front, gold, $4,816, QFS activating across 209 nations. They're having a lot of success. Legal front, Epstein ledger held, names surfacing. Four fronts, one commander, zero mercy. They spent 75 years building a prison for humanity. He's tearing it down in 75 days. The pharmaceutical cartel, energy cartel, and blackmail network were finished. The cures were never lost. They were stolen, and he's returning them. Mark the date, April the 30th, the first wave. Military hospitals, veterans first, and then everyone else. Code, 6,000 patents, med bed wave number one. Let's see, that's we already talked about that. Let's see. April the 20th, his name was Nikola Tesla, the man who invented the future. No, it wasn't alien technology. Wireless energy, free power, technology that could not be metered, taxed, or sold. Mr. Poole. Tesla dies alone in room 3327 of the New Yorker Hotel. Within 48 hours, the FBI seized everything, every document, every blueprint, every notebook, every patent. They buried him. They stole his work. They erased his name from history. But they made one mistake. They called in one man to review the seized papers, a professor from MIT, an electrical engineer, the only person outside the government who saw what Tesla left behind, and his name was Dr. John G. Trump, Donald Trump's uncle. The Trump family has held Tesla's secrets for 83 years, three generations, one bloodline, guarding the most dangerous knowledge on Earth. Free energy, suppressed since 1943. Wireless power, patented and classified. Healing frequencies, locked in black budget. See, he's at the very root of these med beds, you see. Healing frequencies, locked in black project. Quantum technology, hidden under national security, quote-unquote. Med beds didn't come from nowhere. They came from Tesla. And they, of course, are trying to push the alien thing on you, you know, which is false. QFS isn't new technology. It's Tesla's frequency-based transmission upgraded. The 6,000 suppressed patents, they are Tesla's legacy. His uncle saw the blueprints. His uncle understood the science. His uncle passed the knowledge. And now his nephew is president. Do you think that's a coincidence? Well, I say God had a hand in that. The same week he signed the psychedelic medicine order, unlocking cures that they hid for decades, the same week FISA is extended, monitoring every deep state operative until April 30th. The same week gold hits $4,879. The old energy grid is dying. Tesla wanted to give free energy to the world. J.P. Morgan cut his funding. Edison destroyed his reputation. The government stole his papers. 83 years later, a Trump is finishing what Tesla started. The energy cartel knows. The pharmaceutical cartel knows. The banking cartel knows. That's why they all tried to destroy him. 91 indictments, 2 impeachments, assassination attempts, media warfare. They failed because you can't stop a plan that's been 83 years in the making. Tesla died in the dark, alone, broke, erased. His technology is about to light up the entire world. April the 30th, 10 days, the Tesla protocol is active. Yep. Code room 3327, John G. Trump, Tesla 83, 6,000 patents, frequency healing, QFS Tesla, April the 30th. Yep, the deep state government tried to destroy Tesla from the beginning. And some of his other people who stole inventions and things that we've already mentioned were promoted as heroes, right? April the 20th, 2026, the greatest show on earth. Alert, alert, alert. More than 200,000 actors from Central Casting using CGI, AI masks, and voice modulation were used in this movie. Emergency broadcast system on Telegram. It's a stunning revelation shaking the foundations of perceived reality. More than 200,000 actors from Central Casting have been deployed in the greatest show on Earth, utilizing advanced CGI, AI-generated masks, and sophisticated voice modulation. These performers create convincing clones and double of the public figures across politics, Hollywood, and royalty. Why do they need doubles? Because when you take these people out for their criminal acts, you have to replace them with someone so that there's not an uproar. We have escaped an overt civil war. And this is the method that they used to do it. So you got people out there, and, well, they're not the people. Military tribunals initiated by President Donald J. Trump's executive orders in 2019 continue actively into 2026. Many deep state cabal members have faced justice, and guess what? Nobody knew it because they were replaced. Okay? Replaced by body doubles to maintain control and narratives, while white hats use them for protection and diversion, while black hats push agendas of the Illuminati and 13 bloodlines. Various types of entities are involved, from genetic clones developed in labs to synthetic beings made from organic materials, advanced organic robotoids, and skilled lookalikes enhanced with technology. A robotoid, JFK, President JFK, not Junior, JFK, that was a robotoid that they blew his head off. He's still alive. He's probably gone through the med bed a few times. Centralized operations, including those at Gitmo, show clones processed in identical environments, revealing a coordinated effort behind the scenes. Patriots and truth seekers must remain vigilant as the Great Awakening unfolds. Question the mainstream media and everything presented as fact, because they are liars. They work for the deep state. The deep state's elaborate schemes are crumbling under the pressure of the White Hat Alliance led by President Trump. Ethical concerns surround the creation and use of these artificial humans for manipulation and power. As illusions become exposed, humanity edges closer to true freedom and transparency. Well, I'm going a little bit over. I hope you forgive me. In 2026, the veil continues to lift, bringing forth evidence of this grand production. It is essential for all awake citizens to unite, seek the truth, and support the restoration of the Republic and global justice. And that's it. So I did go a little over. Everybody forgive me. God bless you. I hope this enlightened you a little bit, and keep praying. Pray these things. You know, pray success to the Alliance, and that all the criminals get caught, and that all the evidence comes out, and all kinds of good things like that. You'll know what to pray. Amen. All right. God bless you.